You're with Bruce Whitfield on 702.
There was a lovely newsletter, as there always is, from the fantastic magazine, or they call it the newspaper, but it's a newspaper shaped as a magazine and bound like a magazine and printed like a magazine. But it's a newspaper, they call it The Economist. And they say when Russian tanks rolled into Ukraine, crude oil markets reacted instantly. The war's impact on other sets of oils, edible vegetable fats such as sunflower oil, of which Ukraine and Russia are the world's two biggest exporters, has taken longer to digest. And if you look at South Africa's inflation numbers over the last 6 months or so, one of the key drivers is that of cooking oil. Let's find out why it's affecting us, seeing as though we press our own sunflower seeds and own canola to make our cooking oils. Paul Makube is the senior agricultural economist at FNB. Paul, talk to me about cooking oil and why that price has gone through the roof and why it's affecting us in South Africa as well.
Good evening, and thanks for having me. Yes, the price of cooking oil is increasing, and largely due to external factors. And you earlier talked about the war situation in Ukraine, between Russia and Ukraine. Both countries, happen to be the major exporters of sunflower oil. And therefore, it has an impact on the world market, and obviously South Africa as well. So, if you look at the vegetable oil complex, we have sunflower and which is about 10% of the total vegetable and oil index, but we also have palm oil. That is about 35%, and together they make about 46% of the total vegetable oil complex that is traded on the international market. Now, two developments. One, we talked about the Russia-Ukraine situation, and then the next one is the recent ban by the Indonesian government of export of palm oil. So it is the biggest exporter and producer of palm oil, and therefore has had an impact on the whole vegetable oil complex. In terms of the domestic market, we import. We're net importer. We still produce sunflower and canola for domestic requirements, but palm oil is we are net importer because we don't have the environment nor the capacity to actually produce palm oil at the moment. So that has had an impact on the prices of cooking oil in the country and the rest of the world.
How does this then play out in the pockets of consumers? I don't know about your household, but we use very little cooking oil. But there are lots of people who use cooking oil to make vetkoek, for example, which is a South African staple in many parts of the country, to deep fry chips and fish and all of that sort of stuff. I think South Africans are quite big consumers of cooking oil, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely. It's widely used. I mean, if you look at the fast food chains, cooking oil is quite big in utilization is quite big there. Home consumption, it's also mostly used in cooking or frying of various food and meat. And preparing of other foodstuffs. So it is quite an important input into the food complex in South Africa, and therefore the consumers will definitely feel the pinch at the tills when they have to pay for cooking oil.
Thank you, Paul Makube, who's senior agricultural economist at FN.